Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get started. This is the Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Communications. We're going to begin as a subcommittee of the committee until we have a quorum and hear testimony on SJR 11. Senator Morlock will be presenting for Senator Bates.
Got some feedback here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As long as the microphone works, I will continue, but if it does give feedback, I'll just turn it off. But thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chair, colleagues. I'm presenting on behalf of Senators Bates and Monning, who have given me this privilege today to present Senate Joint Resolution 11. First, I'd like to accept the committee's technical amendments to add co-authors. Colleagues, in 1982, the Nuclear Waste Policy Act was signed into law requiring the federal government to begin accepting nuclear waste by 1998. The federal government has failed to fulfill its responsibility, and there has been no substantial progress toward consolidated storage of used civilian nuclear fuel. Existing law only allows for the federal government to take possession of high-level radioactive waste and spent nuclear fuel when it is assigned to permanent storage, and there is currently no viable plan for such permanent storage. SJR 11 would urge Congress to pass and the President to sign H.R. 2995, the Spent Fuel Prioritization Act of 2019. H.R. 2995 prioritizes the removal of spent nuclear fuel from decommissioned nuclear sites in areas with large populations and high seismic hazard. With over 9 million people within 50 miles of the San Onofre Nuclear Generation Station and Southern California experiencing some of the greatest seismic hazard in the country, the bill would make SONGS, which is the acronym for the San Onofre Nuclear Generation Station, one of the highest priority sites in the nation for the spent nuclear fuel removal. Additionally, SJR 11 asks for the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant to be prioritized as it is also located in an area of great seismic hazard. It is imperative for California to speak with one voice in asking Congress to address the urgent issue of nuclear storage. And therefore, Mr. Chair, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Jonathan Clay on behalf of the County of San Diego, one of the counties impacted by the San Onofre nuclear power plant. We urge your support of SJR 11 and finding some type of permanent solution for the storage of the spent nuclear fuel. Thank you.
So, anybody else, speakers in support or favor or opposition? Anyone in any speakers? Anybody interested in making comments? Senator Stone.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Senator Morlock. I'm in full support of the resolution, but just out of curiosity, maybe the consultant can educate me. What is the amount of fuel that is sitting that otherwise could not even be used for generation of electricity? And where do we move the radioactive rod material? I know there's a depot in Nevada. I don't know if that's where it all goes, or is there a destination for this product once we get rid of it in the best interest of the 9 million people that you articulated?
Well, thank you, Senator Stone. You've just asked me a question where I do not have the specific answer, so I apologize. I do not know how much nuclear rods we're dealing with. I do know that they're busy decommissioning San Onofre and that there's been a lot of interest in what's occurring and trying to move those rods. It's a major concern of the public because there was an incident in the last year. For the state, for San Onofre, for the nation, these spent fuel cells, I apologize, I don't have that data.
Okay. I would assume that, Mr. Chair, you probably know better, being the chairman of this committee for a long time, that I'm sure that there's prescribed ways in which you safeguard and transport this nuclear fuel to its ultimate destination. I think it might be in Nevada, where we have a national site that I know Nevadans don't like, but I believe that is the site of where these depositions are made. And I appreciate the resolution and just hope that the federal regulations are in are in order that ensure the safe transport and delivery and deposition of these materials at their ultimate destination. And with that, I'll move the bill.
That has been one of the challenges of nuclear power in America. Since they begun producing nuclear power, initially it was the federal government was charged with finding a location to store the nuclear waste. And that's been something Congress and the federal government has been unable to do. So every facility in America storing their waste on location, because there's nowhere to take it.
So it's a sitting time bomb, unfortunately, in today's era of terrorism, et cetera. So,
and again, mainly, I mean, this has been written into law that the federal government will eventually come up with a solution to nuclear power. But as we have plants producing nuclear power in the country, the federal government still hasn't come up with a solution. That was, you know, the laws that implemented the ability to create nuclear power in America had that in their initial intent. So this is going to be a tough one. It's good to find a way to make this secure. We definitely need to work on that. There was an incident at San Onofre that could have been potentially harmful, you know, and I think measures are being taken now to secure that waste, at least make it earthquake-proof or disaster-proof. I don't know to what extent we could do that. I mean, luckily we don't get tsunamis in California, but if there was one, could that facility withstand a tsunami? It's right on the coast. We're going to establish the quorum. Clerk, please call the roll.
Wisso?
Here.
Wisso here. Morlock?
Present.
Morlock present. Bradford? Chang?
Here.
Chang here. Dodd?
Here.
Dodd here. Hertzberg?
Here.
Hertzberg here. Hill?
Here.
Hill here. McGuire? Rubio?
Here.
Rubio here. Skinner? Stern? Stone?
Here.
Stone here. Wiener?
Very well. Did you want to make any closing comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You did a great job of answering Senator Stone's inquiry. Senator Stone, we have 1,700 tons of spent nuclear fuel on site at Songs. I don't know what it is for the rest of the nation. But, you know, both being county supervisors, we have an emergency operating center. And when you go to the emergency operating center for Orange County, it's up on the Santa Ana Mountains, up what's called Loma Ridge. And we have walls of posters of maps, but it also has all these concentric circles, and they all originate from Songs, from San Onofre. That how many, you know, how close are we, you know, what's the range from the nuclear power plant? And a lot of the funding for our emergency operating center comes from Southern California Edison. So that's sort of the biggest exposure element that residents of Orange County face is this particular facility. So it just visiting our operating center, emergency operating center, will show you how critical this is. So we need to do a little nudging, Mr. Chair, with Congress to say, hey, you've had this this law in place mm-hmm. for a couple decades. Let's start moving. Let's start showing some leadership.
Yeah.
And that's what we're encouraging, and I request and I vote. Thank you, Mr.
Chair. And this bill does do that? So that's why this is an important bill.
So moved.
Clerk, please call the roll. We have a motion.
To be adopted as amended, SJR 11, Bates. Wisso?
Aye.
Wisso, aye. Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Bradford? Chang?
Aye.
Chang, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Skinner? Stern? Stone?
Aye.
Stone, aye. Wiener.
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
Assemblymember Garcia. Is there a process here? Is he just...
So he submitted a letter. Can we acknowledge the letter? Was received.
We have a letter from your office.
That's correct.
Expressing.
Requesting reconsideration.
Reconsideration, and simply, we could just grant reconsideration. Thank you very much. Anybody have anything to comment or say? We have a motion. Clerk, please call the roll.
AB 56 Garcia, motion for reconsideration. Wesso?
Aye.
Wesso, aye. Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Bradford? Chang?
Aye.
Chang, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Skinner? Stern? Stone?
Aye.
Stone, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
We are adjourned. The bills are out. Do we have any absent members?
Yeah. Skinner. Yes.
Skinner, Stern.
Are they coming? We'll just close.
Okay, Skinner.
We'll wait. We'll keep the roll open for absent members. Okay, we're going to open up the roll for absent members on reconsideration for AB 56. Senator, I'm sorry, clerk, please call the roll.
AB 56, motion for reconsideration. Current vote 10-0. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern?
On SJR 11, clerk, please call the absent members.
SJR 11, Bates, to be adopted as amended. Current vote 10-0. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern?
Very well. Those bills are out. We'll close the roll. Our meeting's adjourned.